We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can check them on the web at smilecentermemphis.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business. And we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever realized that the best way to say yes to something is to say no to its counterpart? There is an interesting expression of it in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul says, "Do not get drunk with wine, which will only ruin you. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Ephesians 5:18. It works. You can eliminate the negative by accentuating the positive. The best way to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it with a good one. William Glazer has written a book on the dynamic in which he calls it positive addiction. What are some things to which you might become positively addicted? Physical exercise, good eating habits, deliberate unselfishness, refusing to repay evil with evil, holding back rather than jumping to conclusions, refusing to believe the worst by holding to the best. It's a good discipline, learning to say yes by first saying no. I'm Shane Stanford with Christ Church Memphis. Remember, you matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Clippers 124-115 to the Utah Jazz. So, their lead over Portland in the West is now down to one game. And it's 1.5 over the San Antonio Spurs, who are playing right now and are in the fourth quarter, down 92-91 to the Denver Nuggets. So if you are rooting for the Grizzlies to just, like, hang on, rooting for the Grizzlies probably isn't the most effective thing right now. It's rooting against Spurs, Blazers, Pelicans. So go Nuggets!
When I let go.
Up 92-91 with 10:47 left. I'll keep you updated on that. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me day every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm only okay because I'm supposed to write a column, and I really don't know what to write. So you got any ideas?
Sure. I've got ideas.
I have some ideas. What's the right column after this game?
The right column after this game is while you sit around and you watch Grizzlies fans be upset and frustrated and disappointed, that it's like being disappointed over something that you have no control over whatsoever. I mentioned in the opening segment of a late starting show that if the Bucks were 0-4 in the bubble right now, we could have big conversations about what's going on. If the Lakers were 0-4 with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it'd be like, okay, what's happening there? It's not hard to figure out what's happening there. This is a young team that is probably, if we're being completely honest, one of the worst teams in Orlando. Like, I know they were eighth in the West when this thing started, but does anybody really think they're better than healthy Portland or the Pelicans? No, nobody did. So they're one of the worst teams there on paper anyway. And then they lose their starting wing, their starting power forward, and their backup point guard. At this point, it is what it is. It's a little bit, honestly, like when I talked about...
I was listening to you. This is just like the freaking Memphis Tigers.
That's what I was about to say.
As you said this, and as you're going through these injuries, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is exactly where we are.
It's funny because
we just had this.
Because yeah. I had not even put those things together until I was just saying it right now, and I was like, it is exactly like what happened with, well, hey, what's wrong with Penny Hardaway's Tiger? What do you mean, what's wrong? The best player quit week before Christmas, and the third best player got hurt a few days before February 1st. What do you mean, what's wrong? When they were healthy, they looked like a real Final Four contender. When they lost their best player, they still looked like an NCAA tournament team. When they lost two of their top three, what are you going to do? And the Grizzlies are the NBA version of the Tigers right now. That really is what it is.
Yeah, it's funny. It was I'll write that. The funny thing was I was listening to the post game, and I think Collier asked this question, and I'm not saying it's a bad question. He said, "So, Coach, with the losing and whatever, this is not what you would have expected it to be like in Disney. How do you square like your expectations with what has happened?" And, like Taylor Jenkins. I've never actually heard him be irritated. You know, like Lionel Hollins, half the time he was irritated with you. Like he was seeing ghosts in your question. Like he thought every question was designed to trap him. And so he was like, he got irritated. Dave Yeager occasionally got snappish and irritated. Like Taylor Jenkins really doesn't ask questions, but at this one, he's just like, you mean apart from the losing, you know, I wish we played better. I wish everyone had gotten hurt. You know, like it was like, then he said, what do you want me to say?
Right.
That is literally what I was going to lead with, because what do you want me to say? There's nothing to say. Here's the only problem with that is that I'm so damn sick of, it feels like in life, everything is, hey, look at the, you know, look at the perspective. Well, you know, we are settling. Nothing is as it was supposed to be now. And so to even have this little bubble thing not be what it's supposed to be, it just feels cruel. Like, I'm so sick of, like, saying, well, you know, it's like saying you got your health now. No, you can't go outside. You can't send your kids to school. You can't have a wedding. You can't have whatever. But you got your health, you know. You just, hey, Gary, you still have your job. Aren't you happy about that? Yeah, I'm happy to have my job. But I like to go eat at a damn restaurant, you know. Like, it feels like this is yet another thing where we have to put it in context and understand the context. And I'm so sick of that. It was just Friday that we were glorying in having them back. And since then, they've lost one of their two best players and four basketball games. Oh, bloody hell.
It was all good just a week ago.
Less than a week ago. This is Wednesday. That was Friday.
And now it's not good. The only thing I would differ with you is that, like when we're talking about the country we live in right now with COVID-19 and our kids aren't going, like, I don't know if you saw in Corinth, Mississippi, they tried to open school this week. They've already got an outbreak.
There's a football team. There's a football team in East Tennessee that tried to play and they're all quarantined. The big difference is these Grizzlies, you feel like they're doing the best they can.
No, that's my point. My kids aren't going to go back. My young boys aren't going to go back to school. Like, I can't, take my family to a normal dinner. We canceled a vacation, but sure, we still got our jobs and our health, but that doesn't mean you can't be frustrated by the other stuff, even if we're lucky to still have our jobs and our health. Like, I get how when people say, well, you shouldn't be down because you still got your jobs and your health. Well, like, I can be down still. I can be appreciative, big picture, but I can still be frustrated by the small stuff that I used to enjoy and perhaps didn't properly appreciate, but man, I sure miss it now, and I wish our country was in a better place so we could do those things now. Like, I don't think you have to completely just always be happy because or lack frustration because, hey, you still got these two great things that are the most important thing. You can still be frustrated by the small stuff. With the Grizzlies, I'm not really telling people not to be frustrated or disappointed or even angry. I'm just saying, hey, if you're trying to figure out why this is it, it's not like they're underachieving or they're not performing to their expectations. Like, they have had the very important pieces, three of them, ripped away from their roster, since they arrived at Disney World. And when you combine that with they were already shaky anyway, like, this is what you get. If you were expecting anything
it's three of their top eight, right?
Right.
Say three of their top. I think three of their top eight. Basically, nearly half of their team is out now.
Yeah, like, if you took three of the top eight off of Oklahoma City right now, I promise you they'd be struggling to.
This is literally the exact conversation we have about Penny Hardaway. This is literally, we'd say, you take three of them to pay off Kansas right now, and they'd be struggling too. We'd go through them, we'd name who they would be, whatever. You take this guy off Kansas, see how they're doing.
How is it possible the college team and the pro team go through the same thing? The only difference is that with the Grizzlies, you can always just, all right, well, we'll run it back next season and see what happens. With the Tigers, you never get that back. You never get Wiseman back. It's like you get one shot, it doesn't happen, it's over with. You can be optimistic because in theory, come opening night, you should be able to watch a starting lineup that includes Ja Morant, Dillon Brooks, Justice Winslow, Jaren Jackson, Jonas Valanciunas. But it doesn't make, it doesn't make the past 3 hours any more fun.
Here's the other thing, though. Within the Memphis Tigers basketball season, we understood the big picture, right? But then there were still, okay, I get that, but should the offense be as bad as it is right now, or whatever it is, whatever happened? We would say, does that mean you can't look at micro stuff? We understand the context. But can't we be still frustrated by or critical of small things that happened in the course of that? And I guess the equivalent for the Grizzlies would be their shot selection at clutch time is just insane. Like, they basically, I don't know, the score was tied or it was 1-point game or whatever in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And their two possessions were Jonas and Kyle taking threes.
Right.
Like, that it seems insane to me. And I know it's let it effing fly is the approach of the head coach. But that's it? Like, Jonas, it was a wide-open three. There's no question about that. Same thing with Kyle. But that's the best you can get in that situation. And we've seen a lot of and maybe we just go, well, that's the good thing they're in the bubble in the playoffs because they're learning not to have Jonas take clutch threes. I mean, but you wouldn't think you'd have to go to Orlando to learn that.
Yeah, like it seems like an easy thing to learn outside of actual, in the fourth quarter of actual games, particularly when you've got a guy who is shooting at an incredible rate and is actually a shooter in Grayson Allen. Like, Grayson Allen ends up 6 of 8 from 3-point range, but like barely shot the ball in the final 5 minutes of what was still a competitive and gettable game. Like, that's not okay. When the Jazz go on this ridiculous run in the second quarter, like, Ja Morant is not getting shots.
One shot. In a 22-1 run, Ja Morant gets one shot.
Like, that's not okay.
That seems insane.
No, it is insane, right? And I know sometimes you talk to enough coaches, what they'll tell you is sometimes, like, you know, the game is just going. You don't even realize Ja Morant's only taking one shot. The game's just being played. And we don't really focus too much on we got to get this guy that many shots as much as we're trying to play the way we play. But, like, I recognize that. But, like, at some point, you've got to go, why is our best player not taking a shot and the other team's on a 22-1 run, whatever it was?
Like, why? No, like, at 13-1 or whatever it was, you'd think it might occur to you. Like, maybe, you know, I mean, Jonas had a three in there, too. And, I do understand that the game has changed and you want him to expand his game and all of that. But there comes a time when you're trying to stop a three, you know, stop a run like that, that it does seem – so those seem like fair – again, they amount to nothing in the big picture because there were no expectations anyway and all of that. But it is at least a consistent – it is something that we have seen. There's a couple things we've seen throughout this experience. One is that shot selection has been poor on different fronts. And the other is, honestly, defensively, they've been terrible. And, again, if you have Justice Winslow back and you have Jaren Jackson back, defense wasn't great with Jaren Jackson back anyway. Although it was much better, honestly, in the minutes when he was on the floor when he was healthy than in the minutes when he wasn't. But they have been dealing with – they have been unable to keep the guards, the opposing guards, out of the lane. And then today what we saw is just kick out after kick out for open threes. But you saw that against Portland too. Like, they haven't been able to. And I actually think that's one of the places where they miss Jay Crowder, because Jay Crowder can guard and – that's one of the things they sacrificed when they lost Jay Crowder. But something, obviously, by next year, they're going to have to figure that out because they're just getting dissected. You know, Utah had a mess of assists, and it's not a team that gets a lot of assists. So those are some consistent themes. Again, big picture, we know what the big picture is, but those are some criticisms worth at least thinking about.
Valanciunas gets 17 shots, Dillon Brooks 17 shots, Ja Morant 15 shots. There's not a big gap there. It's not like somebody took 22 and Ja took 11. But, like, still, Ja Morant being third on your team in field goal attempts in what amounts to a, I guess not technically must win, but sure would have been nice to win game. Like, that's, again, that's not the – I promise you, if you ask Taylor Jenkins pregame, do you want two players taking more shots than Ja Morant – and Jaren Jackson Jr. is not even available, he would have said no, and yet that is what the final box score looks like.
Well, and it's not. It's also when they're taking the shots and what the shots are. Like, Jonas had a good game. Jonas was good, and when he was out, they were getting eviscerated on the board. So he was an important part of the game, and he basically played Gobert to a standstill. I think pretty much identical stats, one less rebounds maybe. So he was good. It's just – at that moment, is that the best shot you can get? Score either tied or very close in the fourth quarter, a Jonas three, and then I think it was followed by the Kyle three. So, the other interesting thing to me was, as you listen to the post game, they were all, we competed hard, right? They know where they are,
right?
You know, like, you won't, if you know, back to the Lakers, if the Lakers lose a game, you don't have the three players and the coach all interviewed, and they don't say, "Hey, we competed hard." You know, that's not where they are. They're competing hard is not what they're about. Right now, even giving that answer suggests a total understanding and recognition of where they are as a franchise, and particularly now that they are a hobble franchise.
I think that's right. Like, Taylor Jenkins doesn't – I mean, listen, you want to win, right? If you're the coach, you want to win. But Taylor Jenkins doesn't seem frustrated by a loss under these circumstances as much as he's frustrated by you asking him what the issues are. Like, what, really? Like, you want, what are the issues? We don't have our play. Like, if you were being completely honest, what he would say is this: our issues are that – you know, like, we were all excited to be in eighth place, but we weren't a top eight team in the West. We were just in eighth place in the West. We're probably one of the most limited teams here when healthy, and now we're down two starters and our backup point guard. Why are we losing? Like, what are you talking about? Like, how are we supposed to win? How are we supposed to win?
Well, and particularly this game, honestly, this was the most against Portland, but the games where they didn't come out and didn't compete early, he was frustrated by that, very clearly.
Sure.
I think Benny was frustrated by effort and by, you know, we didn't play with force and all of that, right? Today he really wasn't. Today he was only frustrated at the questions. He was not frustrated by the performance at all. When you're basically full strength, not full strength, because you're still missing Tyus and Justice, but he was. There were elements of the game itself that frustrated him against, against Portland, and I think San Antonio too. The way they came out tonight, it really was just like, you guys not know what's happening here, I don't blame him at all.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I got some good news.
Oh, good. What?
The Nuggets are up 114-107 on the Spurs with 3:41 to play. So, that could it look at this moment.
Two games up on.
Make it one game up on the Blazers. And really, this is what you need to be focusing on now. Like, how far out of 10th are the Grizzlies? And this would push it back to two games out of 10th with only four to play. Like, do you think – can they go 0-8 and still get in the play-in tournament? It is possible. It's possible.
Let's see who the Spurs have.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's unlikely, but it is possible.
But let's say they win one of their next four.
I think one win probably gets them in the play-in tournament.
I think so, too.
Given the way everything else is going. I would assume Portland passes them and nobody else does.
What happens if there's a tie?
It goes to percentage points, and then there's tiebreakers that they have in place. Right. But,
I think one game gets them a tie anyway, but is everyone going to lose? So the two teams that are two games behind them.
Okay.
They'd have to win 3 out of 4. Yeah, they're not going to win 3 out of 4.
The Spurs have Utah twice, New Orleans, and Houston remaining.
Yeah, they're not going to win 3 out of those games. They're going to win 2 of those games.
You get one of the Utah games.
Win one. Yeah. Yeah, so they're not going to win 3 of them. Yeah. And New Orleans, though.
So the Spurs could go 2-2 and still only get to 31 wins. That wouldn't be good enough to pass the Grizzlies.
If the Grizzlies get a win.
Well, the Grizzlies are sitting on 32 wins right now.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah.
Like the Grizzlies might be able to not win a game and get in the play-in tournament. I think Portland's going to –
just playing good defense, in the end. Like, they got to hold on to a lead,
Portland's got a tough rest of the schedule. It's Denver, Clippers, Sixers, Mavericks, but then they got the last game against Brooklyn. If they need that, they'll get that by 20. So I think Portland passes the Grizzlies. I'm not sure anybody else catches them. And here would be the funniest thing. It gets down to the last day. The Grizzlies need a win, and that's all they need. They're 0-7 in the bubble, and but one win might get it, and Budenholzer just does Taylor Jenkins a solid and just sets everybody and lets the Grizzlies
go. He can't do that. They sacked half their team. They sat the team in the second half last night. But after the game, he said, we're going to ramp back up going into the playoffs. So I don't know how that cuts. They may not sit everybody.
Well, how much pressure would the NBA put on him if it was Blazers already in 8?
Oh, in Portland.
New Orleans and Memphis.
No, you got it. You couldn't.
Dude, that's what Adam Silver picks up the phone and he's like,
that's right.
Don't you dare sit Giannis.
You put Giannis in the game, you play him 40 minutes. We're not having the shorthanded Grizz against the Lakers when we could have Zion against the Lakers. It's still interesting to watch and kind of funny. Like, they really could maybe go 1-7 and get in, and 0-8's possible. But the whole thing, given where we were, like, we spent 4 months looking forward to this, and it could have technically gone worse, but it's going pretty poorly.
Yeah, you wait for Christmas, you open up the toy, and it's broken. It breaks in the first 5 minutes. That's what it is.
That actually did happen. That actually did happen to me one time. We got remote control cars, I think, my brother and I. I mean, got them for Christmas. It's Christmas Day. We're riding them around our driveway, right, and then out in the street. Car ran over a remote control car, an actual car. What?
Damn.
That's what it felt like.
Did he stop, or was it a hit and run?
I don't remember. I feel like it was a hit and run, but I don't have the best memory of it. I just remember that happened. I don't remember what happened after that, but I remember remote control car getting run over by an actual car, which is the most ridiculous.
One I actually once I don't know what birthday this was. I got a mini bike, like a mini motorcycle, you know, like a mini bike. You don't think of me like a mini bike. I got a mini bike, a Benelli mini bike. And I get on it, my birthday. I take it screaming down the street. I smash it up within literally 20 seconds of driving it. It was in the shop for the next 3 months. I'm all scraped up, bleeding, whatever else. And, yeah. But at least, no one else ran over it. I just ran over it myself.
What a
So anyway, that's what it's like, though. It is deflating. But Chris Harrington made this very important distinction, which I think is right. People have compared this to the year that the Grizzlies made the playoffs against the Spurs, Dave Yeager's last year, and how you had no chance, and now also you would have no chance. There's a difference because on that team there was no one relevant who was still playing who you could think, oh, next year that'll be interesting. Whereas now you got, for example, Grayson Allen. Even in this loss, you can say, you know what? Grayson Allen might be that shooter that this team needs going forward. And so there's a lot that you can still enjoy from this in terms of process. I'm sick of focusing on process, but if you're going to focus on, there's a lot more to be the good stuff that you can see in these games, certainly that was in that series.
There's no question. I remember that. You know, Dave Yeager's last series, and there was a Sunday afternoon game, maybe, because it like was the perfect series for an early Sunday afternoon game.
And, went out.
Yeah,
I love it.
I decided, you know what, like, let's just take the family, and because we could get, I just remember buying lower level tickets to a Grizzlies playoff game for almost nothing. Like, nobody cared. Because it was A, you're losing, and B, who are these guys anyway? Like, this is not the future of anything. It is the end of something mediocre. And this is very different. Like, if you are watching these Grizzlies, it's frustrating because you wanted them to do better than they're doing. But it's still like, that's my young point guard. That's my young, perhaps also first team all rookie who's going to be an important rotation player. That's my young combo guard. That's my... perhaps my young shooter. People weren't talking about Grayson Allen that way last week, but he just went out and made six and has been playing well in the bubble. And then the healthy Jaren Jackson, who looked good before this happened, comes back next. It is a glimpse of something building towards something bigger, where that series, the last one Dave Yeager coached in, it was leading to nowhere. It had no meaning whatsoever. This is still different than that, sure.
Even the failures, like Brandon Clark was not good today. People were like, oh, they're going to put Brandon Clark in the starting lineup, and he's going to – well, he did not. You know, like, I actually wonder if there next time they might bring him off the bench where he's more comfortable, a role that he's more comfortable in and might actually fit with De'Anthony Melton or Grayson Allen, let's be honest, as a starter. I really do believe, back to Penny Hardaway, there's W's and L's, wins and learns. This is a learn. That's what Penny was saying. It really all fits, actually. It's wins and learns. I'm going to use that, too, in my column. This was a learn on so many different levels. It was a learn. And so that makes it very different.
So did we get your column situation?
Oh, totally, yeah. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to go write it. Now, that's the way I was going to start with that quote, but then I'm going to compare it to Penny, and away we go. You can retweet it later. Just say, I'll make it co-byline.
Okay, good. Co-byline, I'll take it. Just remember the important things. James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas.
Quit the team. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
and
I got it.
And you can repeat that over and over again, like every six or seven paragraphs. Just
He
quit the team the week before Christmas. First, if you need more, first healthy player in modern college basketball history to quit his team midseason to, quote, prepare for the NBA draft. You can use that if you want to.
And let's be honest, he needed to prepare for that draft. The draft isn't going to be like for 3 years, you know? Like, how much preparation do you need?
That'd be like if my first grader quit first grade to prepare for the NBA draft.
He really has been preparing for like a year.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's so far away. I remember one time when I'm having all these childhood memories now. I was like in seventh grade or something, and I remember I wanted some big stereo. Like, back when people had big stereos in their home with, like, these speakers that are, like, 4 foot high. Like, do people even have those anymore? It felt like something everybody had in the early in the 90s, and nobody has now.
What happened to those?
Now you've just got like Alexa. You know, now you just got Alexa. But there was a time where you had this massive stereo, and I remember asking my dad, I was like, "Hey, I want to get this stereo," and he was like, "What?" Because it was like it was expensive. It was an expensive get purchase for somebody my age, and as I was trying to rationalize it. I said, listen, you know, and then when I move out and get my own place, it'll be perfect. He's like, move out and get your own. You're 12. What are you talking about moving out? You're planning for 6 years from now? What are you doing? And that's a little bit like Wiseman, in hindsight at least, preparing for the NBA draft. I'm going to quit my team the week before Christmas so I can prepare for the October draft. Clearly, he didn't know it at the time, but still, it doesn't make it any less funny now.
Ridiculous.
Okay. So James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas. DJ Jeffries suffered a knee injury in the last week of January. And after that, good luck trying to find a college basketball team that went on to be good. Similarly.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Same thing.
Similarly.
Been here, done that.
All right.
You remember those pre-COVID days. When people were ripping, yes, exactly right.
All right, I feel like, listen, you've been
you got something done here.
Yeah, this
is a writing workshop, is what this was today.
Yeah, you're an award-winning columnist from the Daily Mail. I feel like you can take it from here.
I appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you.
See you.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Goggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You'll have a column up, dailymemphian.com. It better say James Wiseman quit the team, not James Wiseman left the program. Quit the team.
I don't know if Jeff will do it.
We're not doing left the program. Or James Wiseman decided to step away from the team. No stepping away, no leaving, quit. Quit the team the week before Christmas. Those pre-COVID days were so much fun.
I know.
Every time Memphis was on CBS Sports Network and I was in studio, people would be like, GP, are you going to say you quit the team the week before Christmas? I'm going to say it twice. And I would make sure to get it in. There was never a halftime of a Memphis game that I didn't mention that James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas. I miss when life was that simple. All I had to do was put a tie on and stare into a camera and say James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas. And that was it. That was my night of work. Now look, all I do is wear basketball shorts every day. Dude, we went out to dinner a few weeks ago, and I actually had to put on like pants, like actual.
How was it?
I didn't enjoy it. You go 4 months without. It was the first time I'd actually put on a pair of pants in months. Like I can't even remember the last time before a couple Fridays ago. I just don't put on pants. I wear basketball shorts.
That's true.
Pajama pants.
I can attest.
Pajama pants, basketball shorts, and golf shorts. That's it. That is the only three things I wear.
Whatever.
Nothing
else. All good.
I used to wear suits regularly. Now I wear basketball shorts every day.
Oh, man.
Man, the pre-COVID world was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'll never take that for granted again. At least
never.
At least I intend to never take it for granted again.
I swear I never will. I'll watch Dylan Brooks miss jumpers forever.
Knowing me, as soon as we get back to normal life, I'll just be mad about something else. Mm-hmm. But my intentions are good. I plan to never take it for granted again. We'll be back in a second.
So I was talking to my buddy Steve the other day about his internet connection. He's unhappy with his current provider because he's dealing with a shoddy connection and constant buffering on all of his devices. And I told him he needs to switch to Xfinity Internet now because Xfinity Internet delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. And they've got a variety of speeds to choose from so you can sit back and enjoy reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all of your devices. I mean, just think about how important it is now to have a great Wi-Fi connection in our homes these days. You've got more people working from home now than ever before, kids doing online learning, plus all the entertainment we've been consuming lately. It's critical you have a reliable connection, and you're getting that with Xfinity Internet. Plus, you can stream thousands of free TV shows and movies with the Xfinity Stream app. It's included with your internet at no additional cost. And with live sports being back, that Stream app really comes in handy when you need to watch multiple games on multiple screens at your house. So don't wait. Get started today with the most reliable connection out there. Visit Xfinity.com to learn more about Xfinity Internet.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances.
Double the cash.
Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Oh, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Friends, this is Paul Boyd, your candidate for General Sessions Court Clerk. I wanted to remind you about the extremely important election on Thursday, August the 6th. With all the turmoil in America today, it is vital that we have proven leadership that can be trusted. Work with me to create a justice system all of Memphis can be proud of. Vote Paul Boyd for Clerk.
Paid for by committee to elect Paul Boyd, Kelly Price, Treasurer.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
You looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you are somebody who likes to support somebody who supports the local university, and boy oh boy, does the University of Memphis Athletic Department need that these days, like so many other athletic departments around the country, well then you can support Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Let's talk about life insurance. Do you have a good policy? If not, you should get one, because you'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something were to happen to you. So you need a good life insurance policy, and you can get one right now, Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They're temporarily waiving the medical exam to help customers during the COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. So take advantage of that. You can check the website, get more details at rookinsurance.com. They got two locations in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. Give them a call, 901-867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283, 867-7283. Again, the website is rookinsurance.com. It is a final at Disney World. The Denver Nuggets have defeated.
Good.
It is good. The Denver Nuggets have defeated the San Antonio Spurs 132-126. Michael Porter Jr. went big.
He's going off. He's turned up in the bubble.
Do you remember when I used to tell you that the Grizzlies should consider taking him with a top five pick?
I do remember
in the
that.
2018 NBA draft?
Yeah, that's right.
The draft where they took Jaren Jackson Jr. And then there were so many red flags. Like, I was like, listen, I understand. Mm-hmm. Don't take him. Like it was like two weeks before the draft and he couldn't get out of bed or something like that.
Yeah, he had the bad back stuff.
It was just
right.
All right, listen, there's two. I understand. Like, you can't miss on this. So, Michael Porter Jr., if he's red flagged, he's red flagged. I get it. But then he slips into the teens and the Nuggets take him. And I'm like, at that point, you just take a flyer. Like, when the Grizzlies picked, it was like, do you want Jaren Jackson Jr. or a red flag Michael Porter Jr.?
Right.
Do you want Jaren Jackson Jr., Trae Young, or a red flagged Michael Porter Jr.? As much of a Michael Porter Jr. fan I was still like, if the reports on him are true, like, and he's got real concerns, you can't take him at four. But can you take him in the teens? Because at that point, you're not picking between Jaren Jackson and Michael Porter Jr. or Trae Young or Michael Porter. You're
right.
Picking against whatever, somebody who's probably not going to make it anyway. Or maybe you get a guy who a year earlier, literally just a year earlier, was considered the probable number one pick in the entire draft.
That team's done a nice job drafting.
So they just took a – they just said, let's just do it. And if it doesn't work out, the guy we were going to pick probably wasn't going to work out. So let's pick the guy that if it does work out, it could work out phenomenally. So they take Michael Porter Jr., and then they just set him over here. Mm-hmm. Let him get healthy, rehab, workout, train. And now 30 points, 15 rebounds in a 132-126 victory over the Spurs. So that's obviously good for the Nuggets, but we don't care about them. It's good for the Memphis Grizzlies because got a one-game lead on the Blazers, and I'm assuming that's just going to not stay. The Blazers are going to pass the Grizzlies. Why?
No, they look awesome.
They look great. I mean, they're healthy, and they look great. So the Blazers are going to pass the Grizzlies. That's just – you might as well – we don't need to talk about that anymore. That's going to happen.
Correct. They're going to get the eight.
So the question becomes, can you hold off the Spurs and Pelicans? And with the Spurs losing today, the Grizzlies have a two-game lead over the ninth-place team. That's really what we need to focus on now. How big of a lead – do they have over nine to prevent themselves from slipping all the way to 10 and missing the play-in tournament? Right now it's two games with only four to play.
How many do they have over New Orleans after taking that loss?
It's also two. It's two with four to play.
That one's scary too. And they play each other, Spurs and Pelicans.
So somebody's got to win that game.
They play Washington and Sacramento twice and Orlando.
Yeah, not looking good. It's not looking good. But the primary goal right now, if you want to stay interested in what's happening in the bubble as a Grizzlies fan, just start rooting against Portland and rooting against the Spurs and rooting against the Pelicans.
Sure.
So tomorrow, very early, you get an interesting game because at 12:30, it's Pelicans-Kings on NBA TV. Mm-hmm. And though the Kings are also chasing the Grizzlies, they're a little further back. I mean, the Kings are sitting here 28-39. They are three games back of the Grizzlies with four Grizzlies games left. So you root for the Kings to beat the Pelicans.
Push the
Pelicans the wrong direction, even if it means moves the Kings in the right direction, because the Kings probably can't catch you even if you don't win a game.
Agreed.
I don't think the Kings catch you if you don't win a game because they still got games with Houston,
mm-hmm.
New Orleans, and the Lakers.
Yeah, and Pelicans, their next game after Sacramento is Washington, and you assume they're going to win that one because Washington just doesn't belong in the bubble.
And they don't want to be there.
Right.
So, and initially that kind of looked like what this Grizzlies game was today. Like, Grizzlies really need this. Jazz, not so much. Grizzlies up double digits. Then it just sort of went the wrong direction. But that dynamic is an important dynamic in this bubble. Who needs to win the game that's being played right now more? Who wants to be there? And the Wizards, like, they don't want to be there. So if you're playing them, you're in a good spot. So, you know, I don't know if the Grizzlies are going to be able to win a game in Orlando. It's going to be tough. But if you want to keep this thing interesting, then root against Blazers and Spurs and Pelicans. And so you'll have another opportunity to root like crazy tomorrow, 12:30 at Disney World, Pelicans Kings. It's on NBA TV. Go Sacramento, go Sacramento, go Sacramento. Although, as I'm talking about this, it's important to note, at this point, the best case scenario, the most realistic best case scenario. I mean, the best case scenario would be the Grizzlies somehow win the next four and, like, woohoo, they're the eighth.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
No.
The most realistic best case scenario is that they are ninth playing the Blazers. And then, like, what are you going to do?
No, I mean.
I mean, they, all it means you get to play one more game and they knock you out and it's over with.
Yeah, right? I mean, maybe you get the first one and then you have a really exciting, you know, second game against
Houseway.
Yeah.
Houseway.
I'm with you. I watched them last night beat up on the Rockets. Like, that team is for real.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on the Grizzlies doing well against the Blazers in a play-in tournament. But I've been wrong before. And, man, if I could be wrong again, I'd like to be wrong about that. Be back with Dinner to Go.
The Tennessee Cash Jackpot just keeps getting bigger, with jackpot now up to $540,000. You could be tonight's big winner. Tennessee Cash tickets are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service and let you know the bugs are coming inside. It's getting hot outside, and they're coming in with you. Everything from ants, spiders, termites, mosquitoes are going to get you around the pool. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com to find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Need a job? The Wing Guru is expanding and needs great employees. Join the fastest growing franchise in the Mid-South. For scholarship assistance and to apply, visit thewingguru.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune. Envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it's cake fear. Your family.
We were all looking forward to the Grizzlies in the bubble. Obviously, it's not going well. You like me? I want to have a drink to console yourself. And if you like me, make it New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. Bennett Doyle, how smooth is it?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy. Swear to you, what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can spend more money on a bottle of vodka. I see people do it sometimes, and I just shake my head at them. What are you doing? You have so much money that it doesn't matter? You're paying twice as much for a bottle of vodka as I am? I got you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Just do what I'm doing. Grab New Amsterdam Vodka. Buy it by the case. That way you don't have to go back as often. They got flavored vodkas, too, if you're into that. Watermelon's the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that one. And if you want a gluten-free vodka because you're on a gluten-free diet, they got a gluten-free vodka. New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. It should be in your favorite wine and spirit store. Next time you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Grizzlies. Another game in the bubble. Another loss in the bubble. This time it was 124-115 to Mike Conley and the Utah Jazz. By the way, my little dude was with my mother today watching the game, and she told him Jaren Jackson. I talked to him about it last night. He didn't seem to care. Like, he seemed distraught. I think he was just sleepy.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't register with him. I was like, did you know Jaren Jackson got hurt? He's like, Jaren Jackson Jr.? He doesn't think Jaren Jackson alone means anything. It needs to be Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
He says, you mean Jaren Jackson Jr.? I was like, well, of course, by Jaren Jackson, I meant Jaren Jackson Jr. Stop being three.
Yeah.
He was like, you mean Jaren Jackson Jr., Dad? I said, yeah, of course. Yes, buddy, I mean Jaren Jackson Jr. And I was like, this is what you think about that. He didn't have many thoughts on it. Like, he just wanted to get back to watching Descendants 3. But when the game started today and my mother showed him that he was on the bench, like, do you see Jaren Jackson Jr. on the bench? Little Lou said, that's okay, because look, we got Mike Conley back.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be confusing.
And she was like, no, Mike Conley plays for the other team still. He didn't quite.
That's tough.
That's tough. He sees Mike.
Mike's a lot of kids, little kids, you know, was their favorite player for a long time.
He sees Mike Conley, and he's like, okay, there's Mike Conley, and there's the Grizzlies. He's three, He's three.
Yeah.
He's doing the best he can.
Let's go. Let's
He's 3 years old, doing the best he can. So it's a rough one. No Jaren Jackson Jr. Mike Conley's playing for the other team. No Tyus Jones, no Justice Winslow, so the Grizzlies go down 124-115. And like we've talked about, like, just sort of is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you took the second best player off of basically any team in the NBA and then another starter off of that team and then the backup point guard off of that team wouldn't look anything like what it once was.
Yeah.
And that is what the Grizzlies are experiencing right now. Down two starters and your primary backup point guard. Your only natural point guard on the team, not named Ja Morant. When you combine that with the fact, and yes, it is a fact, that they were shaky to begin with against this caliber of competition because they're a team led by two 20-year-olds, and 20-year-olds aren't supposed to lead teams to playoffs, which is why this was a remarkable story up until about a week ago. It just sort of is what it is. And it doesn't make it any less frustrating to watch or experience or disappointing given how excited we all were to get this thing going. But what are you going to do? You know, Taylor Jenkins more or less said that in postgame after today's loss. Like, we played hard. What are you going to do when you're this limited and you are consistently playing teams that are just better than you, older than you and better than you? Winning becomes very, very, very hard. And the Grizzlies are experiencing that right now. It's not over.
No.
They still got a one-game lead over the Blazers and a two-game lead over the Spurs and Pelicans. So they've still, you know, got a bit of a cushion with only four games left. But unless these other teams chasing them, everybody but the Blazers just really can't get anything done either. You're probably going to have to win at least a game to get into that playoff tournament. Not definitely, but probably. And it's becoming more and more difficult to figure out how they're going to win a game under these circumstances. It's the NBA. The Nets won a game yesterday. So, like, it's possible, but it's difficult. Either way, final score, 124-115. Next up is Oklahoma City. That's on Friday.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, I guess technically speaking, it is a game that has already started, and that is the Lakers and the the Thunder and the Lakers. It has started on
ESPN.
ESPN, and it is now 7-3 Thunder with 8:34 to go in the first quarter. So if you're on your drive home, you'll still be able to catch the majority of that. It's a game between Western Conference teams, obviously. At least three future Hall of Famers on the court. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Chris Paul. So, again, Lakers Thunder just underway. You can watch the rest of it when you get home on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Not a great night, Bennett.
What's going on TV?
I go through the TV schedule every day, and sometimes I wonder, like, is this a waste of my time?
I like it. I like hearing what's on TV.
I spend real minutes doing this.
I know you do.
I scroll through. I go to primetime. Mm-hmm. I start scrolling through. I get through the networks, and then I go through the 200s, and then the 300s, and then I go to the 500s, and then I fast forward to 9 o'clock, and I do the whole thing again. Yeah. I usually can find something. Like, I found you an HBO documentary yesterday that was debuting on HBO last night. I scrolled through that damn television schedule, the whole thing today.
And it's crap?
There's nothing going on.
Really?
I'm being sincere.
We're just going to have to watch NBA, probably.
Well, I mean, look, I got things for you, but I didn't want to say them. And you go, like, why are you telling me to watch this stuff?
Okay.
To be clear, I'm not telling you to watch this stuff.
Let me be the judge.
I've seen all these things. I mean, you can watch them if you want to.
Okay.
My point is, I'm obligated to come up with something, and I'm doing the best I can.
All right. What you got?
The Green Mile is on BBC at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Green Mile's a good movie.
I read that whole stupid book one time.
That's Stephen King, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I liked it.
I like the movie. It's good. I wonder if it's dated. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I've seen it before. Happy Gilmore's on Cinemax at 8:30.
Hilarious. It's no Billy Madison, but still very funny.
It's if you're around my age, it is something that everybody watched a million times.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's Cinemax at 8:30. Jurassic World is on FX at 9:30.
Underrated.
Is it?
Yeah, and they're making a third one. They just started filming today, in fact.
How many Jurassic Parks are there?
Well, there's three Jurassic Parks, and then they did Jurassic World, which was like the reboot, and then they did a Jurassic World Part 2, which wasn't great, but they're doing a third one, so it's going to be another trilogy. And the original cast from Jurassic Park is going to be in Jurassic World 3. So, like, Sam Neill and Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum, they're all going to be in the third one that they're filming right now.
Well, how about that?
With these new people, Chris Pratt and all them.
What we do, because my little dudes like dinosaurs, So we just go to YouTube. You can, like, go to Jurassic World. You just type in YouTube, like, Jurassic World fight scenes.
Yeah.
And all you do is watch the dinosaur fight scenes.
Oh, dude, they're going to, you know, I
so
just.
We do that all the time.
Netflix is making a show for kids that's a Jurassic World show.
Okay. Okay,
comes out
Netflix.
In September, so how about that?
All right. Okay, well, then watch Jurassic World tonight. Bennett says it's underrated. It's on FX at 9:30, late night circuit. Alex Rodriguez. This is the easy part. I can knock this part out in 30 seconds. Alex Rodriguez is on Jimmy Kimmel. Jamie Foxx is on Jimmy Fallon. Seth Rogen is on Seth Meyers. Leon Bridges on James Corden. I usually have Stephen Colbert in there as well, but he's got multiple guests that I didn't want to take the time to look up their names
not
and figure out the pronunciation.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know what? We'll leave Colbert out of it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, I wrote Jeff Calkins' column for him from about 5:05 to 5:30, and so he's typing that right now.
How mad are you going to be if he leaves out the James Wiseman quit the team before Christmas?
Listen, if you're going to come on my radio show and ask me to help you write your column, mm-hmm. and then I actually do it, you owe it to me to remind people that James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas.
Yeah.
Anything less than that is unacceptable. If he wants his retweet from at Gary Parrish CBS, it must have the sentence, James Wiseman quit the team the week before Christmas. Otherwise, I'll just ignore it. So we'll see how it goes. DailyMemphian.com at some point tonight.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Thursday. Round one of the PGA Championship starts?
It's awesome. Tiger's there.
And you know, because this is in California, we're going to get some primetime golf.
Yeah.
Get off work at 6 o'clock, go home, and watch some primetime major golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. I'll keep you updated on the leaderboard tomorrow. Lakers Rockets is tomorrow night. That should be awesome. I'll get you ready for that. Memphis Athletic Director Laird Veach is going to join me in the first hour. So it should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.